Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, did you get styled by like an Amish person?
What?
Does Meg, that mean? You didn't do the silhouette challenge because your shoulders wouldn't fit through the doorway?
I did do the silhouette challenge. And then when I did it, my body looked like yours. I was like, oh, let me delete that.
You almost made this water come out of my nose.
Listen, I was like, I look like Kev on stage. I gotta
just leave Meg alone, bro. She ain't
for the shit. I be feeling like she's not gonna have a comeback locked and loaded every time.
Man,
she's got him.
She do.
Hey, Kev. Yo, Kev, are we allowed to look you in the eye now that you have a page show at Wolf?
I forgot about that. Hold on.
Tell us the new rules. I'm so excited for this, Kev. You think he was bad before?
First of all,
No. Wait.
This is the disguise.
No, this is worse.
I look like the dude from Soul.
This is made it, Kev. I hate this.
This is the new Pixar film, Soul Food.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no.
It's giving me like
this is my last episode of podcast. I'm sorry, Kyle.
Oh my God. It's
you
so
giving
much
me
worse.
Run DMC vibes. You look like that. Mm-hmm. I like it.
This is my last episode of Squadcast. I just can't be dealing with common people anymore. It's just like, I mean, once Will posts you, it's just like, oh, we're still going to be like, what's this? Being with Will or not? And I'm like, well, he called me my guy. Come on, man.
Have you met him like for real yet?
No, still the one time.
It's okay.
Probably the biggest misconception.
You've never met him, Kev, like outside of that picture?
No. The biggest misconception is that I somehow have spent lots of time. People are like, what's his house like? I don't know. What? I don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny if they did, like, if he didn't really know who you were and they were somebody like magically posts on his page and he's like, who's this guy?
That's the thing. I'm pretty certain he's not actually physically like typing these captions up. I mean,
you don't know that. It's Instagram,
bro. Will Smith is not that thing went up at 6 a.m. That was absolutely scheduled. I'm certain he wasn't like, oh snap, let me make sure I post Kev.
Damn. He does run his IG like a business, though. When he first came out, I was
bro, like, it's a whole.
But he might be an early riser, Kev. You're an early riser. You text me this morning. What time? Like 6?
I know, bro. But it went up at 6 on both. That's it's a whole company. It's Westbrook Media. He's not posting those. There's no way.
I just hope he doesn't see your camera.
I just hope he like saw the episode and had to like approve it because it's going up on his social.
Oh, he had to.
He had to have saw it.
Sure saw it. He for sure saw it.
Gammy, now Gammy is my homegirl. Gammy be commenting on my stuff all the time. His mother-in-law. She's
so sad.
Jada Pinkett's mom. She's
I love that, man.
I know. I was trying to wear my soy sauce earrings for y'all, and I can't find the other one. That's what I was up here looking for.
Is it heavy?
That's just a real bottle of soy sauce.
I'm just gonna turn my head like this the whole episode so y'all can see.
You have two of those, Meg?
No, I can't find the other one.
Or you could just be trendy and just have the one and be like, this was on purpose.
Like Jordan.
Yeah,
I'm feeling like I'm lopsided.
One soy sauce bottle. That's actually pretty dope. What occasion is that for, though? Like, what occasion are you like, let me break out my soy sauces?
Benihana.
My Blasian celebration.
So what is that? Benihana's. Any day.
Do you celebrate, day. Meg, do you just celebrate Black History Month until the 14th, and then your Korean side be like, all right, enough?
No, from the 14th to the 28th.
Oh, you can't even start with us?
No, I had to end with y'all.
Oh man, that ain't right.
It's a choice. We get to choose which half of the month. I chose the latter half because I'm a procrastinator. Wait, procrastinating.
Why?
So I could get my facts together.
It's a joke.
I don't get it. Pat, bless your little heart.
I don't get it.
Bless your little stupid heart. Oh.
I don't get it. Oh, that wasn't real?
No.
I feel like my bun isn't high enough.
I feel like Meg's family would do some shit like that though.
Like, nah, man. Not with Deacon Thomas. Deacon Thomas make everybody celebrate Black History Month.
Half history.
He did. We had a calendar in our house while I was growing up. It had a Black History fact for every single day of the year. And he put it in the bathroom across from the toilet. So you better make sure you know your Black History fact for the day.
Or what?
You don't eat fed.
Nothing happened.
You hold your food hostage.
Oh gosh, it's getting worse.
History fact.
What'd you say?
I said you don't get fed until you learn your Black History fact.
What's our? Do we have like
anything we talking about? And I know this is annoying. Have y'all been watching WandaVision?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make it past the first episode.
Why?
Is it good?
It is. Pat, stick with it, bro. Please, trust me.
Okay. You're like the first
actually. Let me watch more, because by episode 4, they really start to explain what's happening and stuff.
Yeah,
but stick with me, Pat, Meg, Ty.
Okay, come I'll on. Do it today.
I was gonna wait until
Go ahead, Ty. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was gonna wait until it was all out so I could binge it all
up. I get that.
Yeah.
But here's what's going to happen though, Ty. If it gets really good, it's going to get spoiled for you.
Everybody on Twitter. That's what happens when
you try to wait too long.
Especially with Marvel
episode. Yeah, the best parts get spoiled.
And don't let it have like a dope ass like scene. They will screen record that and then post it all over Instagram. All
yes.
Day. You won't be able to get away from it.
The Boys, the last season of The Boys, I didn't realize they were releasing it in 3x3. So I was trying to wait to the end so I could binge it. Mm-hmm. And the last episode aired and somebody spoiled the whole thing for me. And I was like, dang.
You either got to watch it or stay off of social media.
Yeah.
You ever notice like,
got to be on social media to do our job. So that's not really an option.
You ever notice like Black shows never really get spoiled like that?
Shit, they spoil Power.
They do, like Power? Yeah.
I feel like they don't ever like just people don't jump on Twitter and just say stuff. Like for instance, I just started watching Snowfall, and it's amazing. But I'm like,
Snowfall was getting spoiled for me like crazy too.
It starts
in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not started yet. Okay, so I'm like, yeah, I'm early in season 2, and I still don't know.
Cause you be watching. Look, Pat, you're on anime Twitter. That's totally different from like Black Twitter, from regular
anime Twitter.
You be on there looking at.
You got that earring from anime Twitter. You can't talk.
I know I went.
Well, Meg, you man, this is anime? As good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic.
And I
want to
ask Meg about Mac anime first.
Well, this is just as good a spot for us to jump right into the first topic of the day. Anime. That's exactly what we're going to do right after this.
Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, just because gifts, it does not matter. When you go with Paint Your Life, you cannot lose. And I know, when I heard about Paint Your Life, I thought, man, that's a great idea. It must be super expensive. I was wrong, and you were too for thinking that. Listen, with so much going on right now, not being able to travel to see family and friends, this is a perfect way to bring everyone together and give them a gift that would last the test of time. You get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. I got this photo of this person and I got this photo and I really want them all in the same photo. That's cool. They can do that. They can take multiple pictures, take the people out of those pictures, and put them in one portrait. Trust me, guys, you cannot go wrong with this. You get to choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfected. It's quick, it's easy, and you get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. This is a meaningful, personal gift that can be cherished forever. And I encourage you guys to try it out. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. You guys have seen my picture with Farron. We went to this event that she was actually like one of the co-hosts of, and we took this amazing picture. And it's cool to have it in the phone and show it to people, but it's so beautiful to walk in and people see this painting. It's an amazing conversation starter, and it's just something that reminds us of how much fun we had that day. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. Guaranteed. And right now is a limited time offer. Get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off your painting, okay? And free shipping. Come on, I'm just giving it shipping out today. To get this special code, text the word CAST, C-A-S-T, to 64,000. That's CAST, C-A-S-T, to 64,000. One more time, text the word CAST, C-A-S-T, to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply, available at paintyourlife.com/terms. But y'all ain't know. Text CAST, C-A-S-T, to 64,000. Go, do it now.
First topic of the day, would you rather have unlimited power for 10-minute intervals versus super speed continuously?
Any power? Wait, what for 10-minute intervals?
Unlimited power. So you could run fast, you could fly, you had super strength, you could go invisible, you could do telepathy, everything.
Are you saying like 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, or like 10 minutes a day? Or
no, it's like 10 minutes and then you got to recharge for like 3 hours.
What?
Do you know what power you're getting at the time?
No, you have unlimited power. You could do anything in those 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I got it. I didn't know if it was like, for this 10 minutes, you have unlimited flight, and the next 10 minutes, you got limited
laser. No. Unlimited power and 10-minute intervals.
That doesn't make sense, but you got to recharge for 3 hours? I don't think you should do that, too. I think you should just say 10-minute intervals, and that's it.
What does that mean, though? That's not enough information.
That means 10 minutes, you have a superpower, and the next 10 minutes, you don't. And then 10 minutes after that, you got another superpower. Or maybe this is the same one. I don't know. But you just have superpowers every other 10 minutes.
I actually like the way to hear it set it up with 3-hour recharge.
Meg, then why would you want that? Then you can't do that. You
gotta recharge. She can. Meg wants to be defiant. I said what
Shut
I said.
Shut up, Tahir. You just got your roots colored. I see that your hair is a nice shade of auburn. Don't come up here trying to act like you auburn? Know.
She did this to you.
Auburn?
Yes, you see his hair like extra
she
auburn
only,
today.
She can only got his do that in February, done. So I'm gonna let her get away with it.
Yeah, you can't attack us this month, Meg.
You said
we have to be nice to each other this month. We have to try.
That was nice. He got his roots touched up. That is nice.
It's only 4 episodes. We could do that.
Meg can't. She's incapable of being nice.
I am. I'm doing better in life. I'm in therapy.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
How long you been in?
Like 2 months.
I had therapy this morning. It was a revolutionary session. I was like, man, you are the best.
She had to get surgery on her throat or something around October. And we were supposed to have, we had another schedule, a session schedule. And then she was like, hey, the doctor said I need to relax about another 2 weeks. So I'm like, all right, cool. I haven't heard from her since.
Damn. How long ago was that?
October.
Oh, she alive?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, can you like set, can you just call and make an appointment?
I possibly you didn't even could, check but I feel like somebody from the office should be like, hey, Dr. Such and Such is back. Can we set up your next appointment? And they have not. So,
are you standing on your principle of not reaching out?
No, I had started forgetting. The only time I thought about it is when I got a reminder on my phone to be like, therapy Thursday, 8:00 a.m. And other than that, I didn't really think about it. But I probably need to go back.
Yeah, just hit them up to hear me. They do probably have a lot of patients.
What if she just said that to lose you as a client? She's just like, I can't stop. I can't keep hearing about corn dogs for an hour every week. Don't have enough batter.
I thought we were supposed to be nice for the rest of the month. You can't do it either.
You can't do it. All of us are incapable of it.
No. We can do it.
Every time he goes back to the hairdresser, they be like, why does it look like this?
Tomorrow, by the time this airs, it'll be kept.
For what, one day? Because then you're going to unkep it for after that, because you like to do that.
No, this time is different.
Pat, I bet you. What's going to be different? You can keep it for a week.
Listen, he can't.
No, Pat, a day. Like, he's literally Pat his roots just look just got like his hair that.
Done. I've seen him with his hair just done, and he looks like, you ever see a dog try to dry off? Like when they be wet and they just rub their head all on the carpet. Just they hate it. Like that's Pat. He hates when you can see his scab. He hates when they're not matted.
I do hate it.
What?
He really should be down in Florida. He should be a zoe. Like when they be having all they locks matted together.
I'll do a week just to prove it to myself.
Yeah, right. You do look weird when I see your scalp.
You pay for it. Why you don't keep it up? You pay a lot and sit down between another man's legs.
And then he's never been a man.
No. Kip, that's what he's actually paying for, to sit between another man's legs.
Go ahead and laugh, Ty. You know you want to.
It's Black history.
Do whatever with the hair. I'm just happy.
This is his history, and he's Black.
That's all Pat likes doing, just sitting like this and just resting his head on somebody else's thigh.
Braid my hair.
The dude's like, we have a chair. You can sit in the chair. No. The floor is fine.
Very funny stuff. Very funny false stuff you guys are saying.
Oh, man. My phone is on the charger. Oh, no.
I didn't get that one.
It's something Pat posted on TikTok when y'all did the challenge, the singing challenge. And he was like, oh no, my phone is on the charger.
Oh, yeah.
He just looped it for some reason. It was ridiculous.
What's it called? Can we talk about the superpowers maybe?
This is basically that movie, the Jamie Foxx movie. I can't think of the name of it, but this was like.
It was like Power or something, right?
Pills.
Was it Power?
Something Power.
It was called Power on Netflix. Yeah. And they had a pill, and if you took the pill, you didn't know what power you were gonna get, and if it, sometimes you might die from it because it was.
Yeah. You can be the Flash, or you can be everybody for a little bit.
Can you control your super speed though, or is everything you do like just really fast?
I mean, the Flash can control his. He can walk at a normal pace when he's not in his outfit.
Hey, like, Tom, Tahir said flask, but I think he meant flash.
I didn't say flask. I said flash.
No, you did not say flash.
And here,
you shut up. You got so
here, you look like you're going to your first day of school at Beef College.
He pledges a jus.
Why are y'all like this?
Oh wait, my bad. Black history.
Oh shit! No, now.
I think I probably might go with the super speed. I think I'd rather have one superpower at my disposal at all times. I feel like if I only had 10 minutes, then like the government could kill me. If I'm doing all this stuff, you know, being a villain, and then it runs out, then I'm just a regular dude. Then they'll just shoot me.
Man, listen, most fights don't last 5 minutes.
That's 10 true.
Minutes is more than enough time to get in and get out. If you're trying to rob a bank, turn invisible for 10 minutes, you already know what the vault is. You can pass through stuff. You can do anything you need to do in 10 minutes or less.
But as soon as they find out that 10-minute rule, you'll probably lose at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
figure it out.
Eventually,
like, niggas just be running around the ring, like in a boxing match, they just run around.
He'll tire himself out.
They're never gonna stop. That's the thing my dad was telling me when I was young. He said, man, never outrun the police. And I was like, why? He was like, your car may be faster, but they never run out of gas. And I was like, that's a fantastic point. They just bring new police in and they kick you up here and you got a full tank.
They'll pass off the baton.
My whole thing was the helicopter. Like, have you ever seen a helicopter chase? And it's like, you see the person doing way too much. Like, they get out of the car and start running. It's like, it's over. What are you?
Right.
Like, the guy in the helicopter is barely doing anything. They're just going like this. They're like trying to do all this crazy stuff.
The helicopter really changed the game, man. Like, it's hard to outrun a helicopter, bro. You basically need a car that can turn invisible. There's no way you're getting away from that.
Right. Yeah, in the movies, they always go under the bridge and they got the other car and stuff. Real life, you ain't thought that far ahead of time.
Nobody has.
That's dumb. Like, a car comes in and then a different car comes out. It's like, it's still them. They have right.
The helicopter's like, oh no, what could have possibly happened when that one car went under the bridge and didn't come, and then a pickup truck came out? Oh well, just we'll go home now.
But even news camera, like news helicopters have zooming cameras. Like, of course the police ones do. You see them, like you see them like this in a different color car. It's so dumb. That just, I don't see any plan that would work, actually.
How many, I want to know the percentage of people that actually outran the cops.
And like, I was just going to say that, Meg. I want to know the percentage rate for helicopters that like don't do their job. Like when they do lose somebody, what they'd be like, like, how do you explain that? Like on your report.
I know, right? But you had a helicopter. Yeah, well, you know.
But change, my eyes was forward, not below.
But there's somebody else that's doing it. There's the pilot. And then there's like the person that's like shining the light on them or shining the camera on them. It's not just one person in the helicopter.
Oh, it's a two-man job? I didn't
know. Yeah, and they got the headsets. That's how they talk to each other.
Pat, what are you and Kev doing? Are y'all looking up garters together?
I'm reading.
I was looking it up.
So y'all was both looking up garters. I
thought about on the Cops episode, if you chase somebody and they just get burnt, they're like, well, we ain't airing that. Man, God,
that's funny that they are treating it like content. Like, hey, bump that episode.
Because you, bro, you, I don't, I refuse to believe a 35-year-old heavyset cop is catching everybody they chase. It's just no way. Have you ever raced a 16-year-old? They got infinite energy.
Bro, I saw this video yesterday on Instagram. This dude was running. And everybody on the street was like, oh, somebody running, right? The cop is chasing him. Somebody comes up on the four-wheeler, was like, hop on, hop on, hop on. It gets on the back of the four-wheeler and takes off. The cop looked so defeated. He was just like,
what do you do?
Bro, I don't make enough of this. They already try to defund me. Now they're going to just come in with the ATVs. Bro, I quit. Say I won't right now.
I'll quit right now. I hate this job anyway.
Was cops real? That wasn't real. Was it produced or what?
Yeah, it was real. Yeah.
Right? Because they had the criminals that they caught had mics and shit, right?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, you just reminded me of something. Have y'all been seeing these pranks where it's like, she didn't like me until she saw my car?
Yes.
And it's the dude, they have pristine audio from across the street, and you want me to believe that your cameraman is way over there? I can hear perfectly what this girl that you just bumped into is saying.
That's stop, so
bro! All the reaction pranks, like SO1 was like, girls getting in the shower and act like they're crying to see their boyfriend's reaction. One was dude. Yeah. The chick was laying down, acting like she took a nap, right? And a boyfriend came in, and he was like, oh, you taking a nap without me? And then he pulls the cover up, and then he puts her hair in a satin head wrap. And it's like, bro, the camera's here, right? So she's sleeping like this. And he comes in, oh, you taking a nap without me with your phone recording? Oh, that's so cute. So you see us, nigga. What are you... Y'all not even
who
trying
don't
no more.
See your phone on the floor in the bathroom? Who don't see that?
It's really obvious because it's a mirror. You would see yourself moving in it. Like, oh,
yeah,
this is clearly fake. And those pranks are so bad because it's always like, oh, okay, for sure. And then it's like the most obviously shameful person. They'd be like, oh, yeah, now I'll have a date. Like, who talks like that? Like, yeah, I'll drive around and if you're driving that. And they always like, go to the trunk and get like a golden shovel. Like, you're a gold digger. Here you go. It's like the worst concept available.
Stupid.
There be whole prank channels where they prank each other, the whole channel. And it's like, who believes? And then one I was talking about this on my podcast. Somebody's like, yeah, but their audience is like literally six years old.
That is true.
Did y'all see the one where the dude was giving an interview and the boy came up and smashed the egg on his back of his head?
That was real.
Yeah, that was real. It was because he turned around to try to fight the kid. They had to pull him off. Like,
he was recording with the egg and just like at the and he just kind of like smashed it on his head and was like,
"Dude was like, oh, you want to get your ass beat?
Smack the hell out of that kid." That was a minute ago. That was like that guy was it was something about immigration that he was against.
Yeah.
It was warranted.
I don't know. The egg you still warranted. Smash an egg on somebody's head, that's warranted for a punch to the face. I feel like you can do whatever you want. Just know every action has a consequence, I feel. So
I was like, I got an egg smashed in my hair during senior sign night in high school. We was out in the field. Everybody had on like sweats and you're supposed to spray paint each other. This is country fun. And I remember somebody throwing eggs. I think somebody just threw eggs up like this. And all I know is it smashed my head. And I was like, oh no. And I had egg in my head the rest, but it was shiny because you know it has protein in it. My hair is really pretty. But
did you take it home and put it in fried rice?
Damn, I was trying to figure it out. He's like, oh, egg foo young tonight.
Your jokes is salty. Like,
don't shake your head like that, Ty. Don't give me the disappointed.
I think she better than us. I'm gonna sit here. Like
she is. She is way better than us. She is a nice person.
She's a nice person. She's great. Listen, Ty defended me. A comedian was saying I didn't pay well, and Ty was all clubhouse. Let me tell you what. I know Kev took care of me. I let me know it. Bye. Instagram Live, let me tell you what, I can speak from experience.
Because it made me so mad. It's like, I didn't volunteer it. It just had, like, I was cool until somebody asked me. You know how you be like, you fine until somebody say, well, what happened? And so we was on Clubhouse, and Roy Wood Jr. was like, man, fuck all that. I want to hear what Ty has to say. And I was like, Roy Wood Jr. has never talked to me before. I've never met Roy Wood Jr. This is your moment, Ty. Say something. And so I was like, well, I could take the high road and be like, oh, I'm not going to say anything, but it's Roy Wood Jr. And I was like, well, child, let me tell you what happened, Roy Wood Jr. I like that this happened and he said that and that's not true. And then I finished out my speech and I was like, but you know, not my monkey, not my circus, but I don't care what nobody say. Kev took care of me.
Not my monkey, like,
not my circus.
Why
high road's overrated. You shouldn't always take the high road. Sometimes when people expect it, you gotta be like, oh, nah, little road today.
Oh, nah. I don't always take the high road. Some days I want
high road's overrated.
All the smoke. I don't take the high road every day. Oh,
Someone who was already on the show or somebody who wanted to be on the show said that?
Already on the show.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll text you who, Pat. It's a whole
can't thing. Do
it'd be some haters in the world. Don't you worry about that, Kev. You're a great payer. You have a wonderful soul. Your body is bad built. But other than that, you don't really have many flaws. So don't give it to none of these people.
No one fell for that. At this point, everybody was like, okay, Meg, yeah, just...
Meg, Meg does not think I'm funny, Meg. Don't try and change that now. You told me that whole time.
No, I laugh on the inside at you. I'm laughing.
You did say at the beginning that you wasn't going to be talking to us regular people anymore.
I forgot. Let me get my sunglasses.
It's not those stole glasses, those Pixar glasses.
You're going to be just as regular as us until you get your lipo BBL. You're going to be just like us.
I have a joke I'm working on about that same thing. I'm going to get it.
I think you should. Hey, can I go with you? Because I'm looking into it too.
Not a BBL, but lipo. They say Drake got it.
You can get a BBQ chamber.
They said Drake got it.
Oh, he probably did.
I don't care. He's still fine. I love Drake.
I wish he would be honest about it. It's just like the Kardashians. I'll just be honest.
I'll be honest, Funk Flex did it on Instagram Live.
And I respect him for that because he showed everybody like, hey, I'm getting this done and what? Okay, cool, I respect you. But like the Kardashians, Drake, if he got it, like, why? Just be honest. This is
Kanye
why.
Said he got it too. He was like, yeah, man, I got life for, so what?
Who said it to?
Kanye.
Really?
See? That's the one where they just suck fat out?
Yeah.
What happens to the skin that's there?
You have to wear wraps and stuff, and then it eventually like goes in. So,
wraps?
Yeah.
It was the wraps are the reason that I needed it. It was euros and various things from Subway. Oh, I got into this mess.
I said, "Oh, wraps at the end of surgery." Lord,
Cam ain't gonna know what to do if he gets into a new body.
Used to want to do stuff, but I changed my mind. Like I used to want, because you know I got the kangaroo pouch situation. You know I got some churn, but then I was like, nah, man, I still be getting niggas with this same stomach, so I ain't gotta change nothing. Like,
tell you what,
that's what it is.
People, I think the pouch
keeps me humble. You know what I mean? And I don't want to
lose in your side.
Yeah, I don't want to lose my humility. You know what I mean? So I just don't wear like two-piece bathing suits, you know, because it's like when I be like, ooh, shit don't need hoes, and then put on a two-piece and it'd be like, ah, not all of the hoes. And so then I get a one-piece and there we are.
I'm going to do it. I'm looking into it. I'm going to do it. I'm trying to see who's going to give me a deal. I want to do it. And I'll document it too.
What are you going to get done, Meg?
My arms, my chin, my stomach, my thigh. Like, I'm about to get a whole new body.
Your chin?
What's wrong with your chin? Yeah, because I got a double chin because I done got fat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do this too.
What are you going to do your arms? You going to get lipo in your arms?
No, yeah, you get it sucked out, girl, baby. So, you know, like the auntie arms, them going to be gone, girl. I'm going to have knees.
If you do that, you won't know how to make greens no more.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'm leaving this. It's I'm like leaving all of it.
Hair.
My greens was good before
I had them. There's going to be some shit if you get lipo. Out,
you're going to forget how to make them. Your body's going to be like, ah, the seasonings, I don't know. Your arm will be like, that was part of it. That's part of it. This is part of the whole thing.
The seasons come out my arm. That's how they get them.
This part is where your body stores the recipes for black soul food.
This is why they can't never tell you how much to put, like, when it comes to season, because they just... Whenever this stops moving is when they stop seasoning. Like that's why everybody mac and cheese and greens tastes different. Because everybody got a different.
That's it to here. You unlocked it, bro.
That was smart.
Right here. They do this and then it'd be like enough. They'd be like, huh? They'd be like, no. Oh, okay. And then they go on about their
And the big pot that's black with the white dots in it, it's just there. It's not bought. It's never purchased. It just appears there. I think
that's you ever thought that's, about that's, how that's all black down. People have that stuff? How did that happen?
They don't know each other.
We just went to the black store.
We all grew up in different cities, even different times. Pat's like, you know, 5-7 years younger than us. Ty grew up in Baltimore, Tahir, St. Louis, Megan, Kentucky, me all over the place. And we all had that pot, but nobody remembers your mom being like, oh, let me purchase this pot. It just was a part of your childhood.
That pot was purchased before your parents lost their virginity. You understand what I mean? Like that's
like around
you get that around fifth grade and like hold on to this. Like you don't need this in about 20 years. That's it. You just have that.
I think it was passed down, like, from night.
It is. That's, like, especially cast iron skillets, you're supposed to, like, I have two of them. And so, like, I'm going to, because the more you use them, the more seasoning they have, and it's supposed to make your food taste better. So some people have, like, they got their grandma's cast iron skillet. So I'm going to pass mine down.
You can't pass down no wealth, but we can pass down that cast iron skillet in the recipe. What about some land? I ain't got no land. Will this cornbread or not?
Huh. That'd be funny if there was a ceremony. And like all the other aunties were in the background flapping there.
They just banging. They banging canisters of lorries together. Just
hilarious.
It's like a Black Panther ceremony. It's challenge day. You want to be a head auntie? And y'all got
already.
Got a seasoned pork chops. and whoever's more chocolate better.
How did I get here?
I don't know, man.
Let's put it to a vote. What are we going with? 10-minute unlimited power or unlimited speed?
I'm going unlimited speed.
Okay.
Yeah, I want unlimited speed too.
Okay.
Unlimited speed.
Pat?
Unlimited speed is cool, but giving up all powers at once, I'm gonna do the intermittent everything.
I'm gonna do that too. Yeah, that's all I need. 10 minutes is good. If I can't get it in 10 minutes, it ain't gonna get got. Everybody talks about super speed, but if you trip going 400 miles an hour, you're gonna die.
Why doesn't anybody ever trip?
That's a fun observation to hear.
Bro, listen, the boys really put it into perspective. On that first episode, when he ran through that chick, I was like,
bruh,
this shit happened all the time with the Flash.
Should happen all. I was like, yes, of course that would happen. And a regular person would be dead.
Bro, he's running 300 miles an hour. A fly feels like a bullet. If you get hit running 300 miles an hour and you yawn while you run, you're swallowing every insect in a 6-mile radius. You got butterflies, moths, lightning bugs, bumblebees, all of your, it's ridiculous. I'm not, fuck all that.
And also, like, where would we run? Would we be like running on the sidewalks or the streets? Or like, that would be hell with traffic. And yeah, there'd be nowhere to do it.
You would have to dip in and out of traffic like motorcycles out here.
Wait, how does the Flash do it?
He just, for some reason, he runs in the middle of the street and there's no traffic.
At that speed, you should be able to like levitate. If you're running that fast,
that's what I'm saying. You should be able to
like run over water and like, you know.
Right, because he goes, you can go around the world how fast, like, you know what I mean? That means he's going across water, y'all.
That's for sure. But they don't talk about like how he's maneuvering the city. Like, it seems like you would have to go out in the desert to really run like that. Or that's, you're just gonna be like,
or he would just like run over stuff. You see this car in front of you, you just,
yeah, you, that's not gonna be fun. There's nowhere to run in LA.
And the ground is unlevel. Have you ever been jogging and you just went from like the sidewalk to like a driveway to the street? You'll die. You'll die.
Super speed doesn't seem that fun.
You will die.
I want unlimited power for 10 minutes. Super speed is out.
No, come back to this side.
Man, there's too many stipulations. I want to be able to do fire out of my hands. Now, there's a lot of stuff I can
do. No, but if you don't know, what if you don't know what power you're getting in the next 10 minutes?
You get unlimited power, Meg.
So you get to choose what power you get?
You get them all.
You have all of them.
For 10 minutes, you're Superman. That's what I'm saying.
You're trying so hard to make this not fun.
But another thing they don't address with the Flash.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Ty, because I got one
like
more.
If you have unlimited power, let's say you have maximum strength and you're holding up a car and you're on 9 minutes and 58 seconds, and then you drop the car, it's gonna take 10 minutes before you can re-up on your power. By that time,
Ty,
because the way Tahir said it, it's gonna be another 3 hours.
On my watch, let me know. Yeah. How I don't get hurt. Now, I'm going to save as many people as I can, but I can't die while I'm saving you. I got to let some of y'all go.
How are you going to have super strength to hear you still got a CPAP machine? Those two do not go together.
That's why I got the CPAP machine. Lifting buses is easy on the body?
Yeah. You know how funny it would be if they cut the Superman getting in the bed? He was like, whoo, what a dick.
He takes a super
broad. Survive a night breathing, but you can do it.
Listen, you need to pick this unlimited power too, because the way your thighs are set up, you running that fast, you're going to be chafed for life.
They are.
You're going to have to get sponsored by Preparation H and
A. Preparation H for hemorrhoids.
Listen.
I was trying to give it to him, Mag, but that was just
like, that's the wrong ailment. I know my old people ailments too, to hear.
I know that. I know Preparation H is for you. I said Preparation H and A&D ointment, Meg.
That's for the
both. What is
that? A&D ointment? A&D? It's like destitute.
Hey, here's something no one talked about, though. Super speed comes with a fast metabolism, which means you could just not be solving crimes. You could just be eating whatever you want in real life.
I'm back on super speed now.
Six pack. All the time. Doesn't matter.
I wouldn't even be a superhero or a villain. I'd just be like, ooh, corn dogs. I better have six of those.
And you can. Super speed. Then you just be everywhere early.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that then. I would be skinny. Yes.
Because I don't think I would fight crime if I was given superpowers. I don't.
Nah, I don't need the pressure.
Yeah, I would just enhance my own life.
Bro, do you realize Batman never gets a night off? Like every night, he just chilling, and then that light come on. He be like, man, goddamn, bro. Why y'all just can't chill?
That's his own problem.
Why y'all just can't be relaxing the shit? Why I always got to?
They feel like they have to because it's their responsibility, but no.
All that, bro.
Not really.
I don't consider Batman to be a superhero.
Man, me neither, Ty. It's a whole thing.
Excuse me. What? That's
we're just going to close this one out before somebody say something disrespectful. So we're going to move on to this next topic. The super go on to the next topic right after this.
Fellas, just because it's technically still winter does not mean you need to be walking around with a hibernation bush, okay? It's not a lot of things that we can control in this world, but one thing you can control is the grooming below your waist. And that's why I am lucky to be partnered up with Manscaped because they specialize in products to make sure you're walking around town with a beautiful set of snowballs. And let me tell you, Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience, offering precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Like the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. It's the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of the ceramic blades and the advanced skin-safe technology, your snags on your snowballs will be reduced tremendously, okay? The trimmer is also waterproof. So if you want to hop in the shower with that bad boy, be our guest. I'm not going to sing the rest of that because I don't have clearance for it. And don't just stop there, okay? You can get the performance package, which is the best buy of 2021. It comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, the weed whacker for ear and nose hair, because that's the thing, guys. We try to ignore it, but that's a real thing. Take care of that right there. You'll also get the performance boxer briefs all in a nice, beautiful package travel bag. It don't make no sense not to have this in your life. At least we forget the balls, okay? The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant that will make your balls smell nice and make you feel like your testes are walking around in a winter wonderland. It's a lot of puns all through this. Just take them. The fact of the matter is, guys, you could take advantage of this right now, okay? You could take advantage and get 20% off plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the code SQUADD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at manscaped.com. Again, manscaped.com. Use the promo code SQUADD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, get 20% off and free shipping. What's that you say to hear? I said get 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code SQUADD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at manscaped.com. What you waiting on?
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather never look at porn again versus always see someone you know in it?
When you say someone you know, is always. It like grandma someone you know, or like somebody you went to like high school
with? I'm talking about anybody from family members to church members to best friends to everyone. Every time you click on Pornhub, you see Kevin going chest to chest with his breast on somebody else's breast.
No porn.
You know what? I'm going to watch that. So I'm going to keep the porn. I don't care. Yeah. Who I
know. Oh, I'm not giving rid of porn. Kev with like four breasts in the camera, two of which are Kev's.
And for some reason, mayonnaise. You'd be like, I can't explain why this mayonnaise is here, but I can't stop looking at it.
Oh, I'm going to go. You're doing that? You're watching that, Ty?
I'm watching all porn because you saying never watch porn again, right? So no never. Porn.
No porn.
Not even my own personal porn with me in it.
Mm-mm. You can only shoot it on real cameras. Know. There are porn cameras, and you can.
Well, no, technically, you couldn't watch your own porn because you already do know two people in. I mean, hopefully, you know two people in that video, so you can just watch your own for the rest of your life.
Okay, I mean, technically, that. Yes, but to Loophole. Be to be fair with what we're saying, no, porn is only shot on porn cameras, and you can only do porn to actually see it or to get it done.
Ain't no porn camera.
Shut up. I'm just saying for the goddamn.
You're making season. Up some dumb stuff. That don't even sound right.
Man, okay. I find these every week on my own. If you ever want to donate some time to find us some topics, you could do it. Otherwise, shut the hell up.
Happy to.
Now is that something to say about something? Just
ask
go
for
with
help
it.
Next time.
Y'all had all of this time prior to us shooting to say something
just
about
it.
Now you
want to
get out here and public.
It ain't just me.
Don't be putting
don't
it on me.
Y'all fun with it. I'm going with
Meg. Don't be mad. I'm trying to help make
I'm
this.
I'm sick of your shit. Okay, you got this kid, and you be late to everything. And
I'm not late.
You always got a problem with everything.
Shut up and brush your hair.
Now come on and pick one. Shit. I'm about sick of you. I'm about sick
mad at me. You don't never be mad at nobody else if they do the same stuff. So
this ain't my first time saying this. I've said this a number of times. I say I pick all these things. I say anybody's welcome. I have text to prove it. Now shut up and pick something.
You didn't. I already have the answer. As soon as you said Kev, I'm never looking at porn again. Okay. Final answer.
Man, I'm a nice guy.
Okay. Well, I don't want to watch you doing porn. All right.
Your personality doesn't shine through a porn, Kev.
Hey, woman, what's wrong with your pipes? Needs to be laid.
Why are you talking like a 2-year-old though?
Hey, this is what y'all want to see for the rest of y'all life. Y'all want to see that? Ew.
I'm sorry, Ty. Go ahead.
So my question is: so if I see porn, if I'm watching porn, and I'm gonna see somebody I know in any of the porn that I'm watching, and let's say it's Kev doing that, I can just turn it off, right? I don't have to watch the whole thing. I can just be like,
anytime you turn on porn, think of you'll see someone as unappetizing as him every single time.
Unappetizing.
Okay. Yo, Kev, what are you doing?
I'm telling you, as soon as you see that, that right there is an automatic boner killer. Like whatever energy you had toward putting forth that session is gone once you see that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kev.
For the rest of your life, you're going to see this. This what you want to see? It for sure looked like a face.
It looked like a chocolate water balloon.
I got the same V that D'Angelo had.
No. That's from your hands cutting off your circulation.
That's a U.
That's not even a U. That is now a straight line, okay, to just go like this. And
I'm going to still go with the porn. I'm going to still go with it.
What?
Ew.
No, I said do it.
I would rather just rely on my memory and visualization in my head as opposed to watching porn with people I know.
Memory of what?
No, like in your head, like you have to visualize in your head. You can't, because I'm not watching that.
Because some porn is funny though, so I'm gonna keep it.
You know what? Though I've never thought it was funny until after I got the business out of the way. Like once business is handled, then I'm like, socks don't even match. He was really
putting it like that. Just feels like you just worked a shift at a job you hate.
Jack off with a tie on, and that's it. Straight to business.
All right, so one time I was looking at porn, right? Well, I was looking for porn, and I saw this one porn, and it was like two dudes and one girl, and I was like, I might be interested in that. Play, and they were doing the girl, and then I was like, wait, ew, the bottom of the boy's feet and the girl's feet was so black and dirty. And I was like, y'all, like, why y'all record this and then upload it? Y'all don't see y'all feet is dirty?
It'd be the
and
little
your feet is time. Dirty like that. That means the rest of your body is, how your feet get black on the bottom?
They might've been wearing slides all day.
Why your slides dirty?
That's what it was for me, man. I saw one with a chick, her socks were dirty, and I was just like, come on, shawty.
Like,
take them off. I get it. Your toes ain't done. You don't want to take the socks off. Your toes ain't done. You can't be getting smashed.
Pile driving this chick.
You got on dirty socks.
They were going to work on this girl, and all I could see was dirty feet.
Listen, I saw one where this dude was hitting his chick from the back, right? He was standing. Let me see, how was it? No, he was on the bed. They were going doggy style. And he put his foot on her head. Her head is on the side of the bed.
No.
And he's like,
that's a meme.
No.
This nigga's different.
No. Unless that happens a lot.
No. No.
So Ty, you were literally watching a woman take it in two holes, and you were just like, ugh, the feet on this woman.
Yeah, because
everybody got their thing, man.
Like, everybody's like everybody, but they weren't like both on her at the same time. So sometimes they both had her, and then another time one was, you know, behind her. And I was just like, look at they feet. They feet dirty. The room was dirty. I was like, why do you want to fuck in this? This is gross.
I can't watch those because the dude's balls be touching, and I don't like that. It's weird. Like whenever you go for the butt vagina at the same time, and then they way too comfortable with each other. The meat.
That's what I was like. Because I talked to a lot of chicks that was like they would do a threesome, but they want to do a threesome with two dudes. I was like, can I just be chilling there until it's my turn? Can you get to be tagged in type thing? Because I don't want to be. I don't want to see another man's torso if we ain't at the pool or the beach. Like that's my dick. Be like, nah, I'm cool. I don't do crowds.
I mean, it's not a sword fight. I think
do that's crowds. Like,
y'all miss no, it. You know what I mean?
Back in, they'd be like,
they still be like trying to fit in there, and they just be it's real weird. They're very.
Or you have thick. one on the face part, and then the other one handling the bottom part, or you can put both the guys.
That's more doable.
The dumbest thing you could do is try to get hair while somebody's fucking this chick to smithereens, okay? Because he's trying to look good on camera, so he's trying to destroy her, and she like And then she gonna stop and be like, hold on, okay, slow down. You ain't never gonna get no good head. I have never seen somebody get good head while they was taking it from another angle. It just don't happen.
I feel like that's just for porn purposes. They're not like really just trying to be like, oh yeah, this is gonna get me off. You're a porn star, that's your job.
Whatever.
I always think about that. Do porn stars be like, oh man, I'm calling off today. I just do not feel like it today. I'm in Miami.
Oh.
You ever been on a porn set? It's not as glamorous as the porn is, though. Like it's
been on one there.
You've been on a porn set?
I've hung with people that were in the industry. I was never doing porn, but I've been on the set. It's too many people. You thought it was bad, like doing a fake movie scene? Like, it's even worse doing real porn. Because you got to keep your erection up in front of anywhere from 6 to 12 other people.
They have fluffers.
There, they setting up the table and shit like this. It's a lot.
What's that?
Fluffers are, their job is literally to keep the dude's dick hard.
In between. Really? What are they doing? They just go like this to the balls the whole time?
I was wondering, like, is it a HJ or a BJ? Because that'd be weird to be on call, like, oh, okay, is it time? Go. Like, this is weird. Like, you can just
go. A
porn star on Asuka, she said they be like the men who keep their, it's called an edge, she said. Keep their edge is like part of their thing. If you can't keep your edge, they be mad. Like, come on, man, who manages this? You're supposed to be ready.
Yeah,
she said they'd be like not starting rumors, but like gossiping, like, well, this dude can't keep it up. I mean, he's like, keep his edge.
That's what I'm saying. That's like a job for real. That ain't fun. You got to over here, like, keep your.
I'd be like, it's cold in here. You expect me to, with this central air blowing like this?
They use like syringes and they'd be like putting syringes in their pee pee to like add extra stuff for extra.
What?
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
What told you that?
Porn shooter. For X video,
what are they
talking about? Like a needle, or
yeah, like they'll give their PP a shot.
Like what kind? Epinephrine? Like what are they?
I don't know. I stopped listening after syringe.
I didn't know. I didn't know you did. I've only had that happen once, and that was just like to numb it.
Wait, what?
That was for your thing to hear.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Dick number?
I had to get the camera to go up there, cystoscopy, and put the camera up your urethra, they numb it. They stick the syringe.
Wait, what was this for to hear? It's for prostate cancer or like screening?
Well, they're looking for the presence of any type of growths, so cancer, anything. They just go in.
Yeah, they gotta stick a camera up the peep.
But before that, they stick that syringe up there and they squeeze this stuff in there, and it feels weird because it feels like you're reverse peeing.
What is reverse? Sucking pee with your pee?
Oh, is that what the camera feels like?
No, that's what the syringe, that's what the fluid feels like. It's like a gel that numbs like
they had to go in to the hole to numb you?
This is the hole. This is the syringe. They stick that first, and then it's and that gel goes up to numb.
Oh, so wow. That's way worse.
How long did that? How long does that numbness last after your doctor's appointment? Did you pee on yourself?
I didn't know, but you do feel like you're gonna pee because the camera has like the, so it's like a lens right here, but around the lens is like little holes so water can squirt out. So the water has to push through so the camera can get through and also keep the vision clear. So once you get past the canal, the shaft, then it gets like into the bottom of your like stomach and then the water starts filling in. So you get the sensation like you have to pee.
Wow.
So I was like, he told me beforehand that it was going to feel like that. And I was like, I felt that. I was like, yeah, I got to pee. He was like, well, you can go ahead and go. I was like, well, I don't want to stop. You have to start all over. He was like, no, you can go ahead and, you can go ahead and just pee. On you? Hey, bro, you been doing
it. Were you mad, uncomfortable to hear?
Huh?
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it was very uncomfortable. It felt like a lot of pressure. After they numb it, it just feels like a lot of pressure. But yeah,
I'm so proud of you to hear, because a lot of men are too, like, you know, too much of a big baby to go and say, hey, let me take care of my health and go get this uncomfortable.
Oh, no, man, don't give me that much props. I didn't want to do it.
I'm saying that you, it's not that you wanted to. I'm just saying that you actually went and did it. That's the problem with a lot of men.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I definitely did it.
I'm proud of you.
Just gonna, if fellas go do it, make sure you're good. Make sure you have no gross or anything like that. You're going to pee a little blood. Afterwards for a little bit.
I thought I felt something on one of my balls and I had got it checked.
And, it was just a Dorito?
You had Dorito balls.
Sir, these are Cocoa Puffs.
Ooh. Ooh. None of my life with y'all no more. Everybody shut up. We just had a full moment where we just took to hear seriously. Then it was my turn. It was Doritos and Coke. It was 2 seconds.
You know we got a limit. You know we got a limit of how many people we can take seriously.
I'm sorry, Kev.
I'm better than that. And then you had a great.
I'm sorry, Kev. Go ahead. We reset. Go ahead. Now tell us about your balls.
Shut up. Stupid little numb penis. No porn.
No porn for Kev. What about you, Meg?
No porn.
Kev, come back.
Now, nah, man, shut up. I'm finishing like this. Don't look at me.
Baby ribs, come back.
Why does your name say Kev O.C.? I don't know. Kev, do you realize you're missing a letter in your name?
No, I didn't realize that.
It says Kev O Stage. The whole
Ty, what you going with?
I'm gonna keep watching the porn.
Okay, what about you, Pat?
I'm gonna keep watching.
Yeah, I'll probably keep watching too.
Of course you freaks would, because you like to see bad built body like Kevin.
I like regular bodies. I like regular body porn. That's the best porn.
I can relate and connect to it when it's real.
I'm more representative of most people in America. Most people are like,
that is true. That is true.
Everybody says Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, but y'all be looking like me and Meg.
You ain't never lied. Okay.
We be more of the average people. People look like us. They laugh and point the finger, but at the end of the day, you got to take a shower. And that mirror, you got to look in there. And it's all fun and games, pointing the finger at me. But when you take a shower, you look in that mirror, and it's like, no, nah, it's you now.
You look like like that peanut M&M. You look like the yellow peanut. We're going to move on to this last and final topic right after this.
What's up, guys? Your boy, Tahir Moore. And let me tell you something. I love food. Ah, it is just delicious. I'm thinking about lunch at breakfast time, about dinner at lunchtime. I just love it. I'm going to tell you what I don't love, and that's going to the grocery store to get said food, which is why I do love HelloFresh, okay? With HelloFresh, you get pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You understand me? To your door. You don't have to go anywhere for it. Boom, open the door, it's right there. Reach around, grab it, take it to your kitchen, unpack it, get ready for some deliciousness, okay? HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now, some of you might be thinking, oh, Tahir, well, I like variety. I like to try a different thing every day. That's fine. HelloFresh offers 23 plus recipes each week, featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients that you'll never get bored of. Oh, Tahir, but this might be too expensive. Listen, you get to cut down on your grocery bills by savings up to 40%. Instead of shopping at your local store, okay, HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients, so you're not overbuying, which is a burden on the planet and on your wallet, okay? You get just enough for you and your village, people in your house. You ain't got to worry about all that extra spend. Plus, let's be honest, anytime you go to the grocery store, you're throwing stuff in your cart you know you don't need. You didn't go there for that. You just like, oh, this is on sale. I'm going to go ahead and grab that. That's out. We're not doing that no more. Oh, Tahir, but this is going to take too long to cook. HelloFresh Easy Eats offers a ton of quick and easy meal solutions, like 10 to 20 minute meals, okay? Low prep recipes and quick breakfasts and lunches. This is perfect for a busy schedule. So I don't want to hear any more excuses. Y'all know me. I'm shooting all the time. I'm writing, producing, directing, cutting, all of that. I ain't got time to worry about what we're eating tonight. So it's good to be able to go to the refrigerator, pull out a bag, get all the ingredients out, mix them together, cook them up, and serve it to my family, and we have a fantastic time. Now, if you're ready to take your eating to the next level, go to HelloFresh.com/squad. That's SQUADD and 10, okay? Use the code SQUADD and the number 10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping, all right? One more time, go to HelloFresh.com/squad and the number 10. Use the code SQUAD and the number 10, and you get 10 free meals, including free shipping. Why are y'all still not doing this right now? Get on board with HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit, baby.
Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather grow up broke or grow up rich? And before you make a decision, think about everything that comes with it. Think about where you are now in your career, if it had been different, as I don't think any of us grew up rich, but if you had not grown up the way that you grew up.
I did. Pat grew up rich.
Well, shut up,
I wasn't rich.
Pat, you did not get no free lunch or reduced lunch. You were not poor. Okay, so you were poor. You're not with us.
I'm talking Butler rich. I'm talking about Butler and living maid type stuff. Like the point I was going to make, would you still have the tenacity and the hustle that you do if you had grown up with those things?
I don't know to hear. I don't know.
It was philosophical. It was something for you to think about. It was rhetorical. Well, you didn't have to answer right then. Just shut up.
Give me the money. I want to be rich.
Rich.
I mean, for example, look at Kev's kids. They are growing up way more like wealthy than Kev did, right?
They are not.
Listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying usually every generation of children grow up more wealthy than their parents, right? So I'm just saying, look at the example of Kev, because I feel like his kids are growing up very different from him. All right. That's all I'm saying. If you compare your own like upbringing to your kids' upbringing, and if you don't have kids, use Kev's kids, which one do you think you'd benefit more from? And I will personally say, I'd rather be Kev's kids.
I think I'd rather grow up, or I'd rather be that kid, but being poor is the greatest fuel to not be poor. I think Warren Buffett said that. And he not giving his kids no whole bunch of bread when he dies or nothing like that.
Yeah, he leaves most of it to charity, right?
Yeah.
Was Warren Buffett poor when he grew up?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my daughter now and the way she like has her own room, she has every electronic, and I'm grateful that I can provide that for her. But I also know if I took her four blocks from our house and took her phone, she would be crippled. She wouldn't know how to get
home. That's not because you're taking care of her. That's because our whole society has changed from when we grew up. And that's mostly because of technology.
Yeah. Also, I think
also feel like one of the reasons that we played outside on our biking with the kids in the neighborhood was because everybody didn't have video game consoles. Like if your kid doesn't have those luxuries, then they don't want to be in the house all day. They want to go outside. They want to ride that bike. They want to skateboard or run up and down the street. Like, if you don't have that, then that's what you end up doing.
But also, you can't even play most consoles outside of the Switch. You can't play with your friend on the same console. Like PS5 and Xbox, most of those are designed now to be played online. So if you want to play with your friend, like, they got to have a PS5.
Yeah, I always wonder that with my son, because, like, actually before I had kids, I always wondered that. I would look at, like, rich kids and I would just be like, okay, your parents struggle, but then when I look at you, because now your parents are rich, like, how do you teach your kids lessons when you're rich?
You teach them about being grateful and appreciate the things that they have and that you have to work to maintain that.
But that's what I'm saying. How do you, because they don't really know what that means. That's what I'm saying. Because it's one thing to say, be grateful. And always say great. I'm thankful. But it's like, another thing to know what it feels to mean that.
I feel like it has a big part to do with who's raising you though. Like checking habits and stuff like that. Like you see like kids who like have butlers and stuff and they might be in royalty or something, and if you don't check their habits, they're gonna grow up and like shit on people for the rest of their lives. But if you check certain habits, I feel like that's like a big thing that Kev was talking about. Like even when Kev, like a long time ago, when you said that like your kid asked for a banana on set and they didn't have bananas or something like that, and they were willing to like run and go get them and stuff. Like if that's their life, then they're gonna grow up like that, and they're gonna treat people like that. But if you sort of like check those things, I feel like that's, you can still give your kids everything and make sure they're not assholes.
And you got to check them early too. Like you have to check them, I would say probably before 16 to 17, because around that time they've started formulating their own ideas of who they want to be, even though they're still going to grow. Like once you hit 18, you're going to be completely different from 18 when you turn 21. But at that point, it's very hard to teach them. With some kids like have great relationships with their parents and really listen. But for the most part, once you get old enough and you're considered an adult, you don't really listen to your parents as much. You listen to your friends more so. So if you haven't instilled that in them, when they go out to the world, it's going to be very difficult to try to teach them otherwise.
I was going
to
say, you can't start a note. You said before they turn 16. How about when they can walk and talk?
No, I'm saying you got to do it before then. Like, you can't, like, because I know people, even when I first had my son at 14, I thought it was cool to have your kids cuss or, like, to know rap songs and stuff like that. But then you get out in public and your kids say a cuss word like that, and all the people looking at you like, what? Then you be like, oh, I gotta get this shit together. This is not funny when he said weak ass bitch like that. I gotta cut this 3-6 Mafia off around him. My son was singing weak ass bitch off the 3-6 album when the smoke clears. When I say weak ass, you say bitch. Weak ass, he's like, bitch? I was like, ha ha. He started singing it in shopping same. I was like, nigga, what are you doing?
That's what happened to young kids, okay?
Yeah, that's in the car behavior. Don't do that in front of people.
That's in the car behavior.
No, I'm saying that's serious though, because my son, I'm very like, he's only two, but I still like, he don't get nothing if he doesn't say please. I'm like, no, say please. And if he takes something out of my hand and doesn't say thank you, I take it right back. Thank you. He needs to be grateful. He needs to learn it.
That's what that sounds like.
But that's like basic manners. What about like butlers, you know, vacation homes,
people? Well, I want to say at least for me, my whole goal is like, yeah, this, you know, once I buy a house, I'm about to get a cleaning lady. But guess who room she's not going to be cleaning? Mavs. Because he needs to learn he already knows how to vacuum. He is 2 years old. So like, he'll be vacuuming his own room. He'll be cleaning his own room. And yes, when he gets older, like, why can't she clean my room? Because you don't have a job to pay for her to clean your room. So go up there
and clean. Smart. If you have like a giant mansion, but your kids still have to do laundry and take out the trash and do all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're going to have to do all that. So
I would, first of all, Kev, I think your name change is amazing. But I would go with growing up rich, because if you think about, like, and I didn't grow up poor or broke or whatever, but if you when you grow up rich, there's a certain level of freedom that's associated with you being able to explore. And maybe if I would have grown up, you know, wealthy, I would have been able to do the things that I wanted to do, like than having to wait until I was 35, 40 years old to do those things. And just make sure that you ground your kids in whatever it is that you want them to do, or what person you want them to be. Because everybody that's rich isn't an asshole. You know what I mean? Everybody that comes from money doesn't mean they're necessarily bad. And that's how you have generational wealth. If we start as millionaires and you know what life is like with this money, you definitely don't want to live a life without it. So you're going to instill the values and the ethic that you need in order to continue that. So I'd rather be rich and then just let that money flow down through generations. I won't grow up rich. And I've already done regular life. I want to see what that rich life is like. That'd be cool.
I feel you, Ty. Yeah.
I think part of my creativity came from not having access to anything. So much of our imagination was like, we ain't got toys, or we ain't got the whole piece of the toy. You got to make a gun out of the vacuum parts, or we just sit up here making up stuff. Like, I feel like if I had all the toys and everything, I would be less likely to have as much of an imagination. But then also that might not be true, because my son, oh, go ahead, Pat.
I was just going to say, I had hella toys and I have a pretty good imagination.
Yeah.
Like, as I finished saying that, I was like, my son had a Canon DSLR and he had toys. And then his creativity was just like, he used to do stop motion videos. So he wasn't less creative. He just was creative in a different way. You know, like his creativity now is he has editing software. So I guess what I said was stupid and wrong.
But I'm with you, Ty, on that, because I seriously feel like, you know, money gives you access to more things. And if I could keep my same parents and I had money, then I would be fine. I would be good to go.
Your dad would have acted like he didn't have three nickels to rub together. If he had,
that's what I'm saying. He would have done me just like I would do Mav, which is, no, you don't have a butler and a maid. You got your own hands to clean and do everything else.
One thing important that Ty touched on is the comfortability. Like, you know, obviously you think of like the material stuff, like all the stuff that you would have, but I guess a big part of your parents being rich, especially that wealthy, like where you have a butler and everything, is they probably not as worried or not worried at all about, you know, going out there to make rent. So you probably see them more, you know. Yep. There's like probably a lot of that has to do with, you know, not just what you would have, but, you know, kind of like the time you would have too. And people aren't just like, you know, freaking out, trying to worry about rent, you know.
They also say
the crazy part of this conversation is that I guarantee you, if it was like five white people talking about this, they'd be like, why is this even a question? You would rather go rich. I think it's because black and we're used to a struggle. It's not healthy. It's a trauma response.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, they talk, there's like a lot of research on the effects of like lack of food, resources, even moving around a lot, like how kids can really struggle in school if they have to deal with that a lot. And just even just stability. I remember my dad said this and I never forget it. He was like, look, we don't have a lot of money, but I can promise you there's a safe space that we've created for you. Me and your mom are not arguing. We're not cussing each other out. You're not moving a lot. We're not throwing dishes. And in your life, you'll appreciate how much value that was. And then when I met people in college who had more stuff, and they're like, yeah, but my parents are always fighting and cussing, we was always moving in the divorce. And like, that really messed with my mind. I was like, well, shoot, man, Tampico wasn't that bad. I mean, right. You know, it's like, now that I don't have to drink it, I don't choose it. But when that's all you want, man, that's all you got, you're like, I mean, it kind of tastes like it could be juice, maybe.
It's probably more about the experience than what you have and don't have.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are kids in Africa right now with nothing, having probably like crazy amounts of fun right now as we speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I'm just saying, like, when manifestation, when I become wealthy, there are things that I am abandoning altogether. I am no longer washing dishes. I am no longer doing laundry. I'm going to know how to do those things, but I am not going to subscribe to it anymore. I'm good on that.
It's a great life.
I'm not going to do it.
Do you think that could change you? Just to extend our point, do you think that if at first it's going to be like, man, it's so cool to not do that anymore, but then like year five or six, seven, are you going to be like, dishes? I don't do dishes. You know what I mean? Does it like have like a change?
I'm totally gonna change when I become wealthy. What? Oh no, I didn't. It's a verse in a song. I think Jay-Z. People look at you strange. They say you changed. Like you worked that hard to stay the same. I absolutely am going to be that person. No, I don't do dishes anymore. No, no, I don't do
laundry. To have in your back pocket, actually.
I'm going to outsource. Great,
I need to memorize that. Say one more time, Ty.
I'm going to outsource all of the things I don't want to do. So, and I'm okay with that. I did it.
We have a housekeeper, and the way I see it, the amount of time I would spend cleaning, I could just create something that will cover the cost of that outsourced work. And also, you don't have to be rich to do that. A lot of people have housekeepers that are not rich. They're just like, I don't want to spend my time doing that. And this is what I would rather pay. Like, even when I was in college, people paid people to do their laundry and fold it and bring it back to them. Or people pay. Yeah. My brother used to pay me to write his papers. He was just like, I just don't feel like doing this. Here's $80. And I used to dog on almost survive off it. And I used to, for Melissa's granddad, I used to clean his house for money. He gave me $100 a week to clean his house up and take him to the grocery store, take him to the bank. And he obviously could have did it. He just was like, I don't want to. And that $100 life for me.
And if this pandemic has taught me anything,
Andy, and it looks like just like cleaners, like it's a
new way. Be careful.
I used to use that.
I used to as well. Be careful with Handy.
I wasn't gonna do it. No, the people I go to are all on recommendations. I don't just go to no. That's my thing with like that stuff. Like I don't want random people. It's random enough,
right?
You know, food delivery services, like just a random person in your space. They have to come on recommendation. I'm not just gonna have nobody, just anybody in my place.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of this. Like, I'm not, like, it's snowing. Like, it's snow. If I can afford it, I'm not shoveling anything. I'm not cleaning off my car. I'm not shoveling. I'm not salting. I'm not raking leaves. I'm not cutting grass. I'm paying people to do all of those things. Yes. I'm not doing it anymore.
I've gotten to that point in life. I remember when I lived in my dad was stationed in Thailand for 2 years when I was in elementary school, and everybody had a housekeeper / nanny / personal assistant. Everybody. It wasn't the rich. It was for anyone who could afford like $100. This person will come to your house every like twice a week for $100 to do
all. I wonder if the housekeepers had housekeepers. Like on that.
They probably did.
My off day cleaning up this kitchen. I'm gonna call such and such over here.
That's a good question, actually.
That's probably true.
You think about it, even like Postmates is a luxury. The fact that when we grew up, you could only really order in Chinese food and
pizza.
And now we can, especially during the pandemic, when them like Ruth's Chris and them was like, bro, we on Postmates now. It was like, yo.
It was like, word? Oh, let me get the steak.
Man, when you think about it, the fact that you can pay someone else to cook your food and then someone else to bring it to you is a real luxury, man.
Hey, I don't care what you say. Food tastes better when you ain't got to put your pants on to get it.
Whoa, you put your pants on?
Just leave you at the door, playboy. I'll reach my arm out there and grab it.
Here's already in his mode to eat. You know he got to eat. So he always got to be dressed. Dressed a certain way to eat. When he wants to donate, got to be in a robe, and he got to eat his pizza with his shirt off.
I don't want to spill nothing on my shirt.
Oh Lord!
Let's put it to it.
Right.
Growing up poor or growing up rich?
Rich.
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 Rich. I still want to go poor.
I knew I said all that stuff about being poor, but it's a lie.
I feel like I would not be who I am right now had I grown up with all the luxuries that could have been afforded to me had we been rich. I don't know if I would have the same tenacity because it's like, would you need it? Like, my daughter, like I said, she doesn't know, like, she has no self-awareness, like, of where she is. And she's like, she doesn't have the need to. She knows she could just get in the car, or she works kind of work, she can call an Uber or Lyft. She has a phone. She can, you know, look up at directions home. She doesn't. She has no.
But need no, don't sit here and blame that on her. That's on you. Okay, that's
no,
on
you. Meg,
you can let her get lost four blocks away and just
you've
be.
You've been a mama for 2 days. You've been a mama for 2 days. Don't sit here and tell me that's on me. Let me tell you.
It's on you. Don't be mad at her. It's on you.
Meg, you've been a mama for 2 days. Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
I've been a parent before you lost your virginity. Let me tell you something. You can't make a kid.
You was a parent before you lost your virginity.
I said, what?
You were still a virgin. It's like, I got a son, y'all. Like,
yo, the visual, that one time, I think it was Squadcast, we was talking about playing with our toys and to hear it like, can I bring my son? You're like, wait, we still do this. We still what do you mean your son? I still have a piggy bank. You
bro.
He grew up fast.
Okay. It's so
I want to hear ain't here for none of your shenanigans, Meg. To hear 48.
He gonna get him. You go get all these shenanigans.
Hey, me and my son are playing one player and two player. You got an extra sleeping bag? I brought my kid. This is a sleepover.
Here, you are 36?
36.
If that son had turned out to be your son, how old would he be right now?
Like 22.
21?
You would have a 22-year-old child if that ended up being your son.
He would be like,
Ty, that is you.
Yeah, that is Ty. That's my fiance too.
My daughter.
Your fiance had a baby 14, Meg?
Yeah, we have a 22-year-old in the house. He's like my homeboy.
Yeah, my daughter will be 26 next month.
That is freaking wild, Ty. Mm-hmm.
You feel like she's your homegirl?
You've been a parent for a long time. You shouldn't have to worry about that.
Child, that's why I'd be like, what y'all talking about? I'm tired now. I don't feel like none of this stuff. Go home. Get out of here with that. That's my grandbaby sent me a video singing today. All right, I'm good. My grandbaby be 2 this year. My baby 17. She graduate next year. I'm 40 streets in 2022. Don't nobody say nothing to me. Don't nobody say nothing to me. I'm done now.
Well, listen, man, it looks like the Growing Up Riches have it. I want to give a special shout out to our special guest today, Ty Davis. Appreciate you coming on. It's always a good time. And shout out to the squad too, man. Pat, Meg, Kev on stage. We appreciate y'all, man. And thank y'all for the suggestions. Keep them coming to my inbox. Please put Squadcast topics first so that way I can easily recognize it and look at your topics, your suggestions. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.